It's 39 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. I'm happy to have two guests in the studio today. I have Sydney Penny and Zach Hanner from the Theater Network of Wilmington. Good morning.
Morning.
And almost afternoon.
Nearly.
Nearly. So Sydney Penny is the president of the Theater Network of Wilmington, of the board.
Yes.
And Zach Hanner is the artistic director. Is that correct?
Executive director.
Yes. Okay. And you,
but he's very artistic.
But you're very you don't have a separate artistic director, though.
I do.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm
artistic director at theater now, my other title.
Oh, I see. You wear a lot of hats. Indeed. I know you do. They're all good ones, too. The reason we have these folks in today is because the Theater Network of Wilmington is putting on an event, a fundraising event, at Theater Now downtown on 10th Street, and it is for Oscar night.
Yes, indeed.
And tell me about the event first.
Well, Kukalores had held an annual Oscars party for many years, and this year when I understood that they were not having their party, I saw as an opportunity for Superstar Academy, our theater outreach program, to put on a fundraiser to try to raise money and expand our arts outreach program. Currently, we offer after-school classes on Wednesdays and Thursdays at Theater Now. About 50% of our students are scholarship students. And then we also offer classes at local schools, including Douglas Academy, Williston Middle School, DC Virgo Preparatory Academy, and Laney High School. And our goal is to, right now we currently only have three teachers doing all of these various classes. And of course, with more teachers, we can reach more children. We can offer our programs to other schools. The nonprofit itself supports these classes, and so no county school funds go into this. And we want to be able to broaden our outreach because, as you know, and as many of our listeners at WHQR know, arts funding for schools has been drastically cut. There are high schools all have theater programs. Only a few middle schools do, and none of the elementary schools do. So we're hoping to be able to provide opportunities for young people to get involved in theater arts. And we need money to do that. We need to be able to bring on more teachers to have better equipment to be able to expand our reach. And that's what this fundraiser is all about.
Right. And I have to tell our listeners I'm biased on two accounts here. First of all, because I believe so strongly in drama education opportunities for kids.
Don't we all?
Because I know that they need it. The kids, there are certain kids who need it like water, like a fish needs water, and they swim so swimmingly when they get it. And also, I am one of your teachers.
Absolutely.
So I do teach on Saturdays for a program on Saturdays and Mondays for a program that Theater Network of Wilmington does called Theater for All.
Theater for All program, which is a wonderful thing. But Gina and our other instructor Kim Henry work with special needs students, young people who rarely get an opportunity to be on stage, and I know that you have seen an amazing, not necessarily a turnaround, but an evolution in these young people as they get more and more comfortable with being on stage and getting attention, getting that positive attention that they so often don't receive. Yeah. I think Theater for All is one of the greatest initiatives that we've come up with in our 3 years. And
I have to say it's a really awesome thing that's going on. And it's great to hear, instead of hearing it from Kim or myself, hearing it from the parents and the kind of change that they've seen in the kids. But it's amazing, and we're going to have a show with that class. But
I look forward to that.
Having seen a showcase of this incredible work,
we have had a showcase.
Be able to contain yourself. I was in tears within like a moment of seeing all these wonderfully enthusiastic young people just singing their hearts out, dancing, performing, and doing things that they wouldn't have had a chance to do otherwise.
Yeah, so that's why I'm biased for our listeners. Now, Sydney Penny, tell me about how you got involved with Theater Network of Wilmington and how you go about raising money for this important work.
I got involved through a mutual friend of Zach's and mine, and it's just something that's always been very dear to my heart. I'm an actress, and I appreciate so much the value of the confidence and poise that you gain as a young person from performing. It doesn't mean that everyone who comes through our program is going to turn into an actor any more than anyone who picks up the violin is going to join the Rolling Stones. I don't think there is a violin in the Stones, is there?
Maybe.
There could
maybe.
Be. There could be.
You never know. But, you know, it could happen.
It could.
And I think providing this opportunity for young people to stand up in front of their peers and with their parents' support, the community's support, is so tremendously valuable to them and then by extension to all of us. So it was something that I immediately, as soon as I heard about it, I said, that's for me. That's what I've been looking for. Mm. So I'm really pleased to be a part of it. And the fundraising is always a challenge. But I've found that people have been very receptive to the idea, very supportive of it. And I think we try to find really unique and fun ways to do it. And the Oscar party is just going to be one of those
right.
wonderful, really great ways. And what I'm really excited about is getting some people to the facility, letting them meet us, letting them see what we do, and getting more people from the community supportive and involved and enjoying it.
Mm.
Because that's how this will progress and get out there to the kids that really need the programs.
Sure. If you're just tuning in, I'm Gina Gamboni. I'm here with Sydney Penny and Zach Hanner, and we're talking about an Oscar party that the Theater Network of Wilmington is having, and it's a fundraiser for the great kids programs, the outreach programs, theater outreach programs that is being done. This party is on Sunday, February 22nd, the night of the Oscars, and it's a red carpet event. There'll be a silent auction, food, cocktails,
yes,
all kinds
indeed.
Of fun
Tickets
stuff.
Tickets are $25, and you can purchase them now at our website, superstaracademy.org. Superstaracademy.org. It'll take you to a site where you can go ahead and pre-order tickets. The capacity at Theater Now is about 100, and we expect to sell out. So please
buy your
make
tickets
sure
now.
To get your tickets now because there's going to be a rush if you wait. We will have silent auction items from a number of local businesses. We'll have food on hand, courtesy of Indochine and Yosaki, so the treats will be delicious. And as the evening goes on, we'll have a lot of fun making fun of people's dresses. And,
yeah.
Oscars on the big screen.
Oscars on the big screen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we'll have it. We'll have the red carpet and show presented on the big screen projector.
Great, and that's going to be at. You can see more information about that at superstaracademy.org. Thank you so much for coming in, Sydney and Zach.
Thank you, Gina.
It's 12:06.